This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Talk Live, and you can bring up anything you want. Just dial in toll-free here. Bring up whatever's on your mind. Our number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype, so Skype on in here. It's Skype username lrn.fm. We do have your, you know, you're welcome to join us here. You can take control of the airwaves. There's all kinds of stuff for us to talk about here tonight. But with you in the studio, it's Ian,
Melanie,
and Daryl.
We've got some interesting court-related stories this evening and justice system-related stories. Coming up here tonight, I have a story from actually Prison Legal News about what's called risk prediction. And whether or not that is junk science or real criminal justice reform, we'll tell you what that is all about coming up here in moments. Also, speaking of science, apparently judges are known for allowing what is considered disavowed science into the courtroom. And, Daryl, you'll be talking about that this evening. Our toll-free number, if you want to join us, is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Plus, a judge has been shot outside of a court, and Melanie, you have that story as well. Of course, you can bring up anything. That is the point here on Free Talk Live. So we'll start out actually with this story from Prison Legal News, which is actually a nice publication that I've been receiving ever since I went to jail for civil disobedience back in 2011. And we actually know one of the lawyers who works for Prison Legal News. It's an interesting organization that they send out basically very thick monthly newsletters. I would say this one is getting close to 70
pages. Basically
a
magazine without the glossy cover.
Right. Yeah, it's just print. It's like newsprint magazine, essentially. It's like 70 pages, so it's a pretty long, detailed...
It's a magazine.
Yeah, it's a long, detailed, well-researched, excellent magazine. And it's, of course, all about prisoners' rights, basically. And it talks about some of the just outrageous things that are happening in various different prisons around the country. They really are, you know, Johnny on the spot reporting on this stuff. And they actually fund themselves by sending these Prison Legal News copies to prisoners all around the country. And anytime one of the Prison Legal News gets rejected, well, then they just file themselves a lawsuit against that prison or jail, and they win. And they
too bad it's not the warden that winds up
having to pay
the settlements. You know, it's the taxpayers of the area, and I'm guessing a lot of times, you know, these are federal facilities that wind up, you know, rejecting the publication for one reason or another.
I don't know. I mean, maybe the feds know a little better than, the boys in down home Georgia that are restricting only Bibles to be allowed as far as, you know, I don't remember if it was Georgia, but it was some southern state where there was some prison where they would only allow Bibles.
Oh, I think it was Virginia when James Cleveland, former co-host, got arrested
in
jail temporarily.
Dinwiddie, Virginia.
Yeah.
Is where that was.
He can have a Bible.
And that's it.
And that's it. And it's got to be King James Version. He can't have one of these NIVs.
Right. So, you know, jails like that, prisons like that are ripe for a freedom of speech or whatever lawsuit. And that's what these guys do. That's how they fund basically their entire operation. So kudos to them out there, the folks over at Prison Legal News. The story from Joe Watson about risk prediction, which I got to say I didn't know about prior to hearing this. With its criminal justice system bursting at the seams, one state has decided to take a controversial step to alleviate the pressure. In 2015, Pennsylvania officials indicated the state would become the first in the nation to mandate the widespread use of risk predictors, which are also referred to as risk assessments, to determine how much time defendants should spend behind bars. State judges will use statistical probability to determine whether offenders are likely to commit future crimes, data that until recently was almost exclusively used in the reentry phase to determine how to best supervise prisoners upon their release from prison or jail. And now, thanks to state legislation passed in 2010, those considered unlikely to engage in future criminal behavior will receive shorter sentences or avoid prison time altogether, which would ease overcrowding in state prisons and help reduce the $2 billion bill that Pennsylvania spends on its corrections system each year. But on the flip side, as critics of so-called evidence-based sentencing argue, offenders deemed at greater risk of committing new crimes based on factors as their age, gender, criminal record, educational background, and even their history of arrests, not just convictions, could spend more time in prison even if they don't actually commit future offenses. So, what's that? Oh, you're the wrong color? Oh, you're from the wrong neighborhood? Well,
you're from the wrong socioeconomic tier.
Our statistics show, oh, what's that? You were arrested but not convicted of some things when you were a teenager, perhaps? Well, our statistics show that because you come from this place and you're this color and you got, you know, this history, that means you need to have a more severe sentence.
You know, and when you look at these sorts of stories about, you know, basically the pre-crime detection, which is what,
yeah, that's what this
really
is.
When you look at these stories in light of some of the things that so-called race realists are advocating, you can see, you know, how dangerous what they're advocating really is.
Well, I mean, this is not new by any means. This is just a workaround, basically, to the 14th Amendment, because they can't come up with a chart that says, okay, for petty theft, here's the sentence if you're a black male between the ages of 16 and 22. Here's the sentence if you're a white female between the ages of 65 and 73. They can't do that. So they're like, oh, we got a scientist to tell us that that was the chart anyways. So it's science, even though it's not
now
science.
We have a computer program that tells us, because scientists made the computer program. And
oh,
so,
and I've got a brilliant idea. Let's put the thing on a damned blockchain and start an ICO for it.
So this is, you know, certainly no laughing matter. This is pretty serious, especially for anybody that's going to fall into the categories that get punished more extremely. The, let's see here, Adult Probation and Parole Department, APPD, in Philadelphia's Ellen Kurtz, she was formerly the director of research at the APPD. She says, quote, it's a higher stakes decision point in terms of someone's liberty. It definitely makes me a little bit more uncomfortable, she says. What many like Kurtz fear is that those who could be most adversely affected by evidence-based sentencing, as they call it, are already the most disproportionately represented in America's prisons and jails, people of color, and those living in poverty. Allegheny County, Philadelphia, and Montgomery counties, for example, blacks were more likely than other racial groups to be rated as high risk on risk assessments, according to the 2013-2015 data analyzed by Reading Eagle.
Allegheny County is home to Pittsburgh.
Okay.
Washington County is just south of that. I know because I used to live in southwestern Pennsylvania.
Okay, good to know. In Berks County, Hispanics were more likely to be rated as high risk. Risk predictors are, quote, described in a way that makes them sound dry and difficult to oppose, said Sonia Starr, co-director of the Empirical Legal Studies Center at the University of Michigan. She said, quote, they're evidence-based, they're scientific, they're based on regression studies. People don't like to say they're against smarter sentencing or more informed sentencing. But they might not understand, she continued, saying that when you give a risk prediction that's based on group averages, you're essentially saying that the state should penalize someone for being black, male, young, unmarried, or having parents that went to prison. Unquote. Risk prediction has been used in the criminal justice system for nearly 100 years, according to the New York-based Council of State Government Justice Center, which has studied the evolution of such assessment tools. They've typically been used to evaluate pretrial detainees when making bond decisions or estimate the risk of releasing prisoners on parole. For decades, risk predictors were little more than psychiatric evaluations based on almost entirely on interviews with offenders, and that methodology was widely accepted, quote, prior to the development of structured risk assessment tools in the 1970s when risk prediction first became more data-driven, according to the report by the CSGJC. The current incarnation of risk prediction, quote, explicitly integrates case planning and risk management into the process in order to enhance treatment and supervision of offenders, they reported. Across, it sounds so scientific. It sounds so, you know, like, oh, well, we've got all this figured out.
We've got a computer program.
These are people's lives that we're talking about here. And we're just going to decide things based on arbitrary numbers and that's it. Not look at their actual case. Not look at their actual, you know, conviction record.
Nope, you fit into category X, so therefore Y.
We'll tell you a little bit more about this coming up here in moments. Risk prediction. Is this real criminal justice reform or junk science? You can share your thoughts and bring up anything you want here. This is Free Talk Live.
Don't do what I did and run out.
If it's working, don't quit. Why would you stop?
Why undo all the good that's been accomplished?
You've got to feed them right for life.
Dynavite is nutrition.
If I ever took Roy off of Dynavite.
No.
When I get to about 3/4.
When I get down to the bottom of my box of Dynavite.
Oh, no. I've got a couple more scoops.
It's time to place my order.
Dynavite.com.
Dinovite.com.
859-428-1000.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a bottle of NomoFlea. Free.
NomoFlea flea spray kills fleas safely with no poison.
Because it's a polypeptide protein molecule made from
vegetable oil.
Try NomoFlea.
Free this week at Dynavite.com.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
Dinovite.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You dial toll-free. Join us on the radio waves. Here are numbers 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. We've got Skype, so Skype on in here. At username lrn.fm. And let's talk nutritional supplements for a minute. Over 60% of Americans take a nutritional supplement, and for good reason. Nutrient depletion of our soil, coupled with dependence on processed foods, has left most people deficient in essential nutrients. But where do you start? If you visit a naturopath, you'll likely be told a cheap vitamin mineral supplement doesn't cut it. You'll also need probiotics, enzymes, antioxidants, and other nutrients. And by the time it's all said and done, you're buying five bottles of product and spending $150 a month. And if this is a situation you've experienced, then you need to know about Whole Food Multicomplete. For 15 years, Whole Food Multicomplete has been quietly providing what the big guys won't, the perfect blend of seven supplements in a single product. They've taken the expense and complexity out of following a complete supplement program. Visit SimplifyMySupplements.com to learn more, and you can enter coupon code FTL and get 10% off of your order every time you order. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. That's SimplifyMySupplements.com. As we go to more of your calls and thoughts, we can talk more about so-called risk assessment here, which is basically a government program that essentially justifies longer prison sentences to people who have backgrounds that are similar. So it doesn't matter whether, you know, it was an accident, whatever the crime was that was committed, you deserve a higher sentence because you are of a certain color and from a certain neighborhood, or your parents went to prison, or whatever these different factors are. We'll tell you more about that coming up here. But Libertarian Banker is on the line with us here, calling from somewhere in the United States. Go ahead, Banker. Hello, Libertarian Banker.
NPR did a podcast or some show about a story about this. Okay. And when I was listening to it, they sounded rather excited about it, and I was kind of perplexed at it, quite like you guys are. And, I mean, this is something that the government's come in and told banks that they can't do something really similar to this back in the 60s and 70s with the Federal Housing Administration and the Fair Lending Act. It's a practice called redlining. That's where banks would basically, you know, take a map out and draw a red line all the way around the bad zip codes. And they'd say, hey, this is where we don't want to do any lending in these areas. And this is just kind of, it's just funny to me that this is the kind of the same thing that they wanted to prevent banks from doing. Now they're doing,
themselves. Here. Yeah. It's a great point.
Absolutely. So,
well, see, you know, the difference is the banks are private institutions and the governments. Well, they're governments. So it's one set of rules for you and another set of rules for us because we're exempt from all of the rules that we apply to you.
Exactly. And you know what this I was researching while I was on the phone here. This algorithm, it is made by a for-profit company, kind of like your FICO score, which is made by Fair Isaac's company. So it's a private company that has made and sold this algorithm to different counties all around. So do they actually take into account the zip code or where the person is physically from? Did they say that in the article you were seeing?
I believe they mentioned that in here earlier. I mean, I'd have to see if I can find that again.
Libertarian Banker, I've got a news story from a couple of weeks ago where Chicago has implemented some of this in one particular district in the city, one particular police district. And, you know, they're definitely targeting an area. Now, they don't say what all factors they take into consideration, but they're definitely targeting what they consider to be high crime areas. And, again, you know, these crimes could just be, you're possessing a plant we don't want you to have.
And, you know, I think about the way that the credit bureaus work and your credit score. And this is a little bit like that in a way, because I think it kind of spits out a score, like a risk score.
Yep.
And
between 500.
Exactly. Yeah. And, you know, a lot of these there are so many factors that go into the algorithm for your credit score. And there can be so many mistakes on your credit report. I mean, there's probably half the credit reports out there I see are mistakes all over them. And so I wonder, is there any sort of process to go through to clear up mistakes or data that might be wrong.
No, I mean, how would you even know as somebody who's being sentenced? Are they going to present you with, well, here was your score, son. We're sorry, but you're going to have to go into solitary now or whatever. Like, do they actually?
It's
one
of those things, you know, kind of like if you're on the no-fly list, you don't know until you try to get on an airplane and they're like, oh, sorry, but your name's on this secret list that we don't let anybody know about.
Yeah, and you know, anytime you let the government take control of anything, they're not going to have any competition, any way to you know, let people choose the kind of stuff that they want reported on them. And this is just, this ridiculous, if you ask me.
Yeah, it's really Orwellian, really scary stuff here. Thank you for the call tonight,
thank
Libertarian Banker. I appreciate it. Let's go to Stefan. He's in Ohio on Skype. Go ahead, Stefan.
Hey, Ian, I heard you've been enjoying Night Trap on the PC.
Yes, that's a bit of a different topic, but yeah, classic.
What is Night Trap?
Classic video game, one of the two games back in the 1990s, early 90s, that actually Joe, what's his name?
Arpaio?
No. Joe, what now?
Lieberman?
Yeah, Lieberman, that guy. Joe Lieberman kind of made a name for himself by attacking the video game industry back in the day over video game violence.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
And Night Trap was one of the two games. It was Mortal Kombat, which everybody knows, and then Night Trap, which was essentially kind of like a B-movie horror game.
Okay.
It barely qualifies as a game as far as there's not
hilarious
much gameplay. But it's basically a cheesy B-movie about girls who are getting kidnapped inside a very rich house. The family is vampires, and they like have a system of traps in their house that they've set up to capture teenagers and then suck their blood out. And you have to go around this house and you watch a series of video feeds that's happening supposedly in real time. And your job is to protect the girls who are in the house at that time from these monsters. These vampires that are trying to get at them. It's a very, very cheesy, very, very fun game. And it's you're talking about it, Stefan, because it just came back after 25 years. It was originally
PC.
Yeah, it's back on PC and PlayStation 4, and this is a game that came out in 1992 on what was then called the Sega CD, which was the CD-ROM add-on for the Sega Genesis, which ultimately didn't really sell particularly well. But this particular game was so controversial because, well, I mean, it was one of the first games to actually have, like, real video in it instead of just, like, Mario-looking characters, right?
Okay.
So, like, there were human beings in this game. There was not just fantasy violence, right, but, like, with cartoon characters on screen, but real violence, or at least what looked like
girl
real violence.
Shower.
Right. Being there was never a girl in the shower. That didn't happen in that game. There was a girl in the bathroom in like a nighty, but that's about as sexy as the game gets. And back in 1992,
I never said she was naked.
Huh?
I'm talking about the kill scene where the guy comes in with like the thing that he sticks in the girl's neck.
Yeah, well, it still wasn't in a shower, but regardless, I don't know if that's why you were calling tonight, Stefan. If you had something else, you can hang on. We'll come back to you here in moments, but it's back after 25 years, and it's actually probably better now than it's ever been because they like redid the video transfer and it looks pretty nice, and it's on Steam and on PC and also PlayStation 4. I think they're going to do Xbox, if not already have done it. More coming up here. It's Free Talk Live.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Tyler, time to go for our family walk.
Just let me nap a little longer.
You promised we'd get more active.
I know. How come you're so ready to go?
It's Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where'd you get them?
I ordered them from superberries.com/radio, and right now we can get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus, we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait to try them. I'll get the dog.
I'll get the kid.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. If you're in the market to buy a home right now, you know how challenging it is out there. You're competing against cash buyers, so it's critical that you work with a reputable, established mortgage company like Quicken Loans. By getting pre-approved with us, sellers will know that you're serious and ready to close when you make that offer. Here's one more way to get the home you want. You can buy a $150,000 home with as little as $1,500 down with our 1% down payment option. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%, APR 4.19%. For 7 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation for customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the fourth year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll free and join us on the radio waves. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype, so Skype on in. Skype username is lrn.fm. In the studio tonight with you, it's Ian,
Melanie,
and Daryl. We got more to say on the way about risk prediction, which is interesting article over at the Prison Legal News asking whether it is real criminal justice reform or junk science that's actually hurting people unnecessarily with more severe prison sentences. Let's go back to your phone calls and thoughts, though. Also, do want to let you know you can sign up for the Free Talk Live email list. You get one email per week, typically, keeping you in the loop with what's going on with the show. Just go to freetalklive.com. You'll find our email sign-up box right there on the front page of the site, kind of in the middle of the front page toward the top there. You'll see it there. It's free, just like everything else is, over at freetalklive.com. Let's go back to Stefan. He's in Ohio, and Stefan, you're back on Free Talk Live. Now, were you just calling about the reissue, the 25-year anniversary reissue of the game, the classic video game Night Trap, or was there another purpose to your call?
I was going to ask if you guys had actually gotten to see the eclipse up in New Hampshire. Was it even visible up there at all?
Actually, I did by total accident. What was it, 60% or something like that?
It was supposed to have been 60%. I was trying to watch a reflection on like a
car window, hoping to see some kind of cover, you know, blockage. And I just kept saying, no, I was looking at the window, the reflection on a window through like a piece of cloth.
I see. Okay.
But still, I was seeing just a complete circle the entire time.
So I wasn't planning to do anything about it, but then one of our neighbors came over and he just so happened to have some fancy glasses. Like, I guess he got them from the library. Apparently the library had ordered a bunch of them for like keeping there, but it was almost over, so he asked them if they could, if he could take a pair, and they let him have one.
Okay.
So he brought this pair, just happened to just randomly come up on the porch and offered them to me. So I was able to see kind of like, I don't know, 30% or something like that. And
now, I will say that I watched 40%. Some of NASA's live feed.
Uh-huh.
So I saw, like, you know, four different versions of the totality online, which, you know, it's not the same as watching it in person. But I'm much more fascinated by the lunar eclipses just because that's something you can look at the entire time.
I see.
And you don't need special eyewear to look at the moon.
Right.
My method of viewing it was kind of ridiculous. I thought a good idea would be to cut a hole in the end of a box and put an old Kodak camera at the end of it and cover it with tinfoil to make sure everything just reflected off instead of going into my eyes. And I messed with the exposure, and I ended up just laying on the sidewalk and watching it that way because we got 80% coverage over here.
Okay. Now, in 7 years, actually about 6.5 years, there's another total solar eclipse. And that's going to pass almost directly over where we are.
Okay.
So in Keene, I think we're supposed to have like 96, 97% coverage in that 2024 eclipse.
It is interesting how crazy everybody gets about this. I mean, it's...
it's fascinating astrological events. They don't happen that often.
If you're an adult, it just seems like, oh, I'm just going to go buy these special glasses that I can use once every 30 years. Why?
Because it's an interesting astrological event that doesn't happen that often.
Yeah, but is
it
that
interesting? We know exactly how it happens.
Right, we know what
it
looks like.
It's not interesting anymore.
Right. We know what it looks like. We know how often it happens.
Okay.
We know where
car
it happens.
Car crashes happen all the time, too. But, you know, if one happens, you're still going to slow down and look at it.
Well, you should slow down because that's safer.
Yeah, that's true.
Staring at an eclipse does not make you safer.
Hey, if you stare at the eclipse, you can make a pretty good disability claim the next day.
Could you?
No, you can't.
It was a meme I saw floating around today.
Gotcha.
I was just glad I didn't have to drive during it, because even if I knew it was going to be dark... And
that'd
not to stare at the sky. I didn't trust everybody else to know both.
Yeah, the
things.
DOT actually put out a list of guidelines for, hey, reminder, if you're driving, don't stare at the sun. Don't wear eclipse glasses while driving.
And this was entirely necessary.
Don't stop in the middle of the interstate to stare at the sun.
I wonder how many people are going to have, like, serious vision damage tomorrow.
I don't know. How long does it take to actually figure it out? Because, you know, they say that...
Not that long.
Okay.
Like, if you're staring at the sun without eye protection, whether there's an eclipse or not, it doesn't take long to damage your eyes.
Yeah, right.
I it's funny because last week I had an appointment with my eye doctor here in town, and he told me he always dreads the day after an eclipse because back in like 1995 when we had one pass over here, he apparently had an influx of people the next day reporting they had like white spots all over their eyes.
Oh, God. That sounds terrible.
Yeah.
All right, Stefan, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. So, I mean, okay, yeah, I guess it's kind of cool because it doesn't happen very often.
I mean, most people at work anyway. It was like 2 o'clock. I was at work.
I mean, basically, up here it was like not as sunny as it normally would be. It was still daylight. It was still plenty bright outside, but not as bright.
What I did find funny, though, I looked at the little weather app thing on my phone, and during the time the eclipse was, it said partially sunny, and I thought that was funny.
Yeah, not that funny.
Because it was half an eclipse. I thought that was funny.
Anyway, toll-free number if you want to join us here, 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. So I, like, you know, put the glasses on, looked up at it for a second or two, and that was it. I mean, there's
Do you still have the glasses?
There's not much else to see. They weren't mine. It was the neighbor who brought them over. So toll-free number here tonight, 855-450-FREE. We were talking about risk prediction and this, you know, theory, this idea, this so-called scientific method that they have where some kind of program runs a bunch of numbers based on things like age, gender, criminal record, educational background, and even the individual's history of arrests, not just their convictions, but arrests. They look at all that information and probably some other stuff and determine whether or not somebody should get a more serious sentence when they're being convicted and sentenced at criminal courts. In one of the jurisdictions, or across the country, according to Prison Legal News, at least 19 standardized risk predictors are used to assess an offender's likelihood of recidivism, as well as another 47 designed specifically for certain jurisdictions in 37 states. And one of those jurisdictions is Philadelphia, where APPD, which is the Adult Probation and Parole Department, has been using risk predictors developed by University of Pennsylvania statistician Richard Burke since 2009. Burke's risk predictor incorporates what's called machine learning, a statistical discipline that he believes is more advanced than most prediction tools because it allows a computer program to sort through a large amount of data and then decide which factors matter and to what extent. His program, he argues, is more accurate than other risk predictors because it can distinguish, for example, between nonviolent and violent crimes in an offender's prior history. When Philadelphia's APPD adopted the program, the department supervised about 50,000 people with just 275 case officers.
Now, let me ask this question, and it's somewhat rhetorical because I'm fairly certain the article doesn't go into this. Does it classify a violation of probation as, you know, necessarily, you know, victimless or violent? Because,
good question.
You know, there are a variety of reasons why someone could violate probation. There are a variety of reasons why someone would even be on probation. And most of those reasons are not for violent crimes.
Well, so if you violate your probation because you went out and robbed a bank and stabbed five people, that's going to actually show up on your record as a violent crime conviction. Whereas if you violated probation because you drank and they told you not to, I think
that's just going to be a DOP.
I think that's going to do a pretty good job of self-filtering or self-distinguishing itself if that jurisdiction is even remotely competent.
Right, but they're still going to be like, oh, well, you've got an additional conviction.
VOP. There's more about so-called risk prediction. You know, we don't know exactly how these things work, and that's, you know, part of the scary part. Like,
right.
How can you really make a decision about something if you don't understand it? It's Free Talk Live.
Do you want to help build a better financial system for everyone? Join Dash. Dash is digital cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy, fees are low, and transactions are confirmed instantly. Dash is decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Dash is set up to succeed where other platforms have failed. Give it a try at Dash.org. Help people take control over their financial future today. Find out more at Dash.org.
Imagine, if you will, a virtual world, a symbiotic economy with its own currency, where you can barter your services with others. Symbi.com is a marketplace of real people exchanging skills and services, from web developers, marketers, video production specialists, and teachers of all sorts, to gaming consulting or fitness coaching. Symbi.com is a vast world of people trading freely. Take my word for it, it's an adventure you can't afford to miss. Simbi.com.
Buy, sell, makeoffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews, here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. So unused house
household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, and real estate, the possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up, too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at BuySellMakeOffer.com.
Welcome aboard. Your new science fiction adventure is ready to launch. Discover an amazing journey at GalaxyQuestBooks.com. Start a new sci-fi adventure with the Guardian series, a classic sci-fi mystery that starts 500 years in the future. From author D. Arthur Gussner. Series available from Barnes & Noble or Amazon as paperback or ebooks. GalaxyQuestBooks.com, where the adventure begins.
If food became scarce, would you be able to feed yourself and your family? Have you found some emergency food supplies can cost upwards of $300 for a month's supply, and worst of all, they're packed with chemicals and other unpronounceable ingredients? At 30dayfood.com, our mission is to provide you with food that's not only healthy and natural, but also affordable. At 30dayfood.com, for only $127, you can order meals that are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, packaged in Mylar bags with oxygen absorbers for a superior shelf life. For a limited time only, your order ships free, but that's not all. Enter promo code PREP10 to receive 10% off your entire order. Call 800-700-2184 today. 30dayfood.com keeps prices low by buying directly from suppliers in the Pacific Northwest, then passing the savings along to you. Go to 30dayfood.com or call 800-700-2184 for the most cost-effective and healthy food storage solution. That's 30dayfood.com at 800-700-2184.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial toll free. Bring up whatever you want. Our number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've got the AMP program. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote You. If you want to get behind Free Talk Live and help us do what we do here and spread the ideas of liberty and peace and cryptocurrency and things like that, if you like what we're up to and you want to help support the show, $5 a month is all that we ask, and you get some cool perks like access to the AMP only call in lines, the AMP only podcast, the AMP only Facebook group, and more. Get all the details and get signed up with any major credit card, as well as PayPal and Bitcoin over at amp.freetalklive.com. With you tonight, you've got Ian,
Melanie,
and Daryl. We're talking about so-called risk prediction and what police departments around the country and courts are starting to utilize to determine in court whether or not an individual should receive a harsher sentence simply based on certain factors in their past. Not necessarily their own actions, but things like their age, gender, their criminal record, educational background, and even the history of their arrests, not just convictions. Could also have to do with whether their family or parents spent any time in prison as well.
And now I've pulled up an article from The Atlantic that it's not, you know, about this particular thing. They're talking here about some of the programs that Homeland Security has implemented over the last decade or so.
Like the no-fly list, that kind of thing?
No. Specifically, they're talking about things like the FAST program. I forget what FAST is an acronym for.
Yeah,
but
it sounds familiar.
You know, like one of the secure traveler sort of thing. You know, the trusted traveler. And they talk here about what's called a false positive paradox, to where based on some of these varying factors of, you know, age, history, socioeconomic brackets, etc., you're going to wind up capturing a lot of people that aren't your target for every one person that is your target.
That's not good.
Yeah, so you wind up, you know, a lot of false positives, but yet, you know, oh, well, you know, look at how many people we're stopping and blah, blah, blah. And so now it's spreading and, you know, municipalities are using various things.
Well,
the Reuters article that I referenced earlier, they list Philadelphia, San Francisco, Milwaukee, Denver, Tacoma, Lincoln, Nebraska, Chicago. You know, like these are all fairly sizable cities that are using these, you know, pre-crime detection things.
It's scary stuff because it flies in the face of what, and I don't know who it was that was famous for the statement. It might ring a bell with you, Melanie. The statement is something that I'm paraphrasing, something to the effect of, I'd rather see 100 guilty men go free than one innocent man go to prison. And that was sort of like the idea was, you know, you had to prove your case. You had
right.
to have evidence. You know, you had to make sure that you were getting the right guy because it would be a true tragedy if, and of course we know this happens all the time today, innocent men and women are sent to prison.
Yes.
That's horrible. Wouldn't, you know, it's easy for somebody who is like the law and order type out there to dismiss a statement like that. Well, blah, we got to break a few eggs to make an omelet. Who cares if a couple innocent people go to prison as long as we can put hundreds of guilty people in there? As long as it's not their own son or whatever. As long as it's not their own child or, you know, lover
right,
or whatever.
Those, you know, crack a few eggs sort of, you know, law and order people will also look at the statistic of, well, 90 plus percent of people wind up taking a plea, which means they must be guilty. Would say I'm guilty when they didn't do it?
Almost everyone.
The system works because these people are pleading guilty.
People who sat in jail longer than they can be sentenced for waiting for a trial.
Yeah,
those people who take a plea to, you know, go home. And
yeah. Almost everybody will take a plea.
You know, the people like Derek J., former co-host,
yeah.
that was facing, what was it, like 9 years in prison?
Something like that.
And
yeah.
they offered a plea of, all right, so we'll do like 540 days, most of it suspended, and, you know, just be a good boy for a couple of years. And he's like, all right.
Yep, he took the deal.
Or to avoid a felony, if it's something where there's a misdemeanor and a felony version, just to keep, you know, a lot of your other rights intact.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is not, this has nothing to do with evidence. This is, that's just a ridiculous conclusion to get from that fact.
No doubt. And this is this risk prediction is barely evidence, and it's just putting
people in groups.
Well,
that's not barely evidence. That's just random BS.
Yeah.
You're sentencing a demographic instead of a person.
Yeah, and I think that sounds just super unconstitutional, but nonetheless, they're doing it. According to Prison Legal News, when the Philadelphia Adult Probation and Parole Department, the APPD, adopted the program, or one of those, he's a statistical statistician from Pennsylvania's University of Pennsylvania. His name is Richard Burke, and he's been working on these so-called risk prediction programs since 2009. They adopted his program. At the time, they had about 50,000 supervised people in their department with just 275 case officers. Cases were randomly assigned to the officers, regardless of the offender's profile or criminal history, and it was up to the officers to decide how to supervise offenders at risk of committing more crimes, particularly violent crimes. Community supervision was, at that time, according to Kurtz, quote, all intuitive, gut-based decision-making, unquote, and it failed miserably. But Burke's method, which sorts offenders into in categories of high, medium, and low risk, has seemingly reversed those outcomes. Case officers now supervise a set of offenders based exclusively on their level of risk, requiring high-risk offenders to be under more intense supervision and allowing low-risk offenders to check in less often. Before fully adopting the system, they tested its potential and found that with less time devoted to low-risk offenders, case officers were able to oversee more people. Arrests for serious charges decreased,
and that's
only slightly. To lessen the burden on the bureaucrats, you mean?
Well, because if I only need one PO, last week I needed one PO to supervise 20 slaves, and mm-hmm. now this week I only need one PO to supervise 80 slaves, I make more money.
How does that make you more money as a government manager?
Well,
Because you're not paying for probation officers?
Isn't free.
They're not going to fire those officers, though, right?
No, they're going to arrest more people and collect more fees.
Okay. There you go. That, now that makes more sense from their perspective. So arrests for serious charges decreased, if only slightly, and since fully implementing the risk predictor program, recidivism, that is violent recidivism in particular, has fallen, making Burke's once controversial method a success. Some states have been using risk prediction in other stages of the criminal justice system besides community supervision. Kentucky, for example, uses a risk assessment program developed by the nonprofit Arnold Foundation to determine bail for adult offenders. Though the results have not been overwhelming, the state has released more pretrial defendants and rearrested fewer of them. In Florida, probation officers and judges use a predictor called the Positive Achievement Change Tool, PACT, to help determine everything from supervision to sentencing on a limited basis for juvenile offenders. A 2014 state report claims that juveniles who were assessed through PACT before their sentencing were half as likely to reoffend within 12 months as those who were not. Arizona has been using its own risk assessment suite for several years, utilizing probation officers to meet with offenders, analyze their criminal records, and then submit a pre-sentence report to judges. But like the system employed in Virginia, where that state's use of risk predictors was challenged by the ACLU as unconstitutional, judges in Arizona often disregard pre-sentence reports as they are not required to consider their findings. And that's what makes Pennsylvania's risk prediction initiative unprecedented. With the exception of a few minor offenses and misdemeanors, evidence-based sentencing will be used in nearly every type of crime in almost every courtroom in the state. So this is the first time this has ever happened at the level they're doing it in Pennsylvania. Based on a sneak peek at the methodology, the application of risk prediction in Pennsylvania's courtrooms will look something like this. A judge will use a chart that places a defendant into low, moderate, or high-risk categories based on a point total that maxes out at 13. If the defendant has an extensive prior criminal history, for example, which is considered by experts to be the greatest predictor of recidivism, he or she would be assessed up to 4 points. Being male is worth another point. If the defendant lives in an urban rather than rural county, that is yet another point. Such a hypothetical defendant would already have nearly a 50% risk score to commit more crimes. And that's before factoring in characteristics that many, including former U.S. Attorney General Eric Holder, feel should not be considered when determining the amount of time an offender spends behind bars. Quote, by basing sentencing decisions on static factors and immutable characteristics like the defendant's education level, socioeconomic background, or neighborhood, so there's the area that we were that our caller earlier was asking about.
Yep.
Holder said in his 2014 speech to the National Association of Criminal Defense Lawyers, quote, the use of risk predictors may exacerbate unwarranted and unjust disparities that are already far too common in our criminal justice system and in our society.
So in other words, we're not practicing racial discrimination here. We've got a computer that tells us where to
the computer tells us where the black people are, and then we go where the computer sends us.
Right. A computer can't be racist, can it? Toll-free number here tonight, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Oh, yeah, wait, computers are programmed by...
people! Humans. Racist people!
All right, so more coming up here in moments, 855-450-FREE. You can share your thoughts with us, whether it's risk prediction or whatever you want to talk about. It's Free Talk Live.
Have you ever thought about mining Bitcoin? Did the costs, constant equipment upgrades, and maintenance scare you off? Do you want to make Bitcoin every day in the same mining pool that Ian and I do? Pool.bitcoin.com. There's a 100% uptime guarantee. The website's easy to use, and you can calculate what you're going to make right there on the website at pool.bitcoin.com. Help steer Bitcoin towards the liberating currency that Satoshi Nakamoto meant it to be. I'm not just making money at pool.bitcoin.com. I'm doing activism while I sleep. Pool.bitcoin.com.
Ooh, get the stinky dog away from me. DINOVITE.com.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a bottle of NomoFlea free.
NomoFlea flea spray kills fleas safely with no poison.
Because it's a polypeptide protein molecule made from
vegetable oil.
Try NomoFlea
free this week at Dynavite.com.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite. DINOVITE.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight.
At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.